Hey, beloved. Welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. You're here with your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, aka Simone the Beloved. So today we're going to be exploring and diving deep into a kind of sensitive but really important topic, and that is sexual addictions. I know this is a really sensitive topic, especially within the church circle, because it's usually viewed from a black and white kind of perspective where it's either right or wrong, and sometimes there is a lack of empathy or understanding about the root causes of sexual addiction and how to recognize them and what are our actual needs that leads to sexual addiction. So just a word of compassion before we start. I just want you to approach this conversation we're having today with empathy and openness and acceptance for yourself. Remember, the purpose of this podcast is to open up space for you to have conversations about the struggles, the real life struggles of what it means to be a Christian single today and the complicated sphere, society, or church community that you're belonging to. So even before we start, I just wanna start with a word of prayer where we're just guarding the space so that there is no room for guilt, shame, or condemnation, any of those negative voices to come in, but that we would be surrounded and embraced by the love of Christ, one where is accepting and one where is forgiving and one where he understands our deepest human struggles because he's human. And being honest with ourselves about what it means to be human is actually a vital part of relating with God and ourselves and with the other people in our lives. And just want to commend you even before we start that, you know, how brave you are for willing to journey with me today and having this discussion with me. And as always, as your Christian relationship coach, I'm here to start these conversations with you, but all the more I want to continue these conversations with you. So if you want to grab that free breakout session that I've been talking about, be sure to check in the description below to get in touch with me so that we can continue exploring deeper and journeying within you and having this conversation with the Holy Spirit so that you don't have to feel like you're doing this alone. But before we dive into that prayer, I just want to invite you to find a place where you're comfortable and that you have your pen and paper or device ready so that you can take down notes and prayer points for you to come back and pray into and continue that conversation with the Holy Spirit after our session together. Holy Spirit, we just invite you into this conversation right now. I really pray that you'll help to guard each of us, our hearts, our minds, our souls, and that any voices of condemnation, guilt, shame, those are not from you, Lord. Help us to recognize those and leave them at the door right now. Lord, whether these are tapes that we've been playing to ourselves of other people's judgment upon us or the way that we've been taught and misunderstanding your love for us, God, we just pray that you would free us of those bondages today, Lord, and help us to go deeper in this conversation with you, one where you're having with us in love and embrace and acceptance so that we may be able to come to the true fullness of who we are created to be as human beings, as sexual beings, of having real life struggles, and so that we can turn to you with our struggles, so that we can turn to you knowing that you are graceful, you are gracious, you are merciful, you are forgiving, you are accepting, and that we belong to you, and that no matter where we are in our struggles in regards to sexual addiction, that you are with us and that you are just delighted that we're willing to even start this can of worms and having this conversation with you, Lord. God, help us to understand your holiness, understand who we were created to be when you looked at us at the beginning of time and said that we were good, you are good, I am good, and that you delight in us. Let us not be intimidated by holiness as a set of rules and regulations, but as boundaries of love for you to bring the best of everything, the best of all your blessings into our lives, and help us to recognize where life got distorted, where we may have strayed away from the path that will bring us to the most abundant life that you desire for us, that you had died on a cross for us and paid for. So help us to be free from bondage, free from certain types of mindsets, behaviors, limiting understandings, so that we may walk towards holiness and wholeness in you. We plead the blood of Christ on every one of the listeners today, for our victory is in you, Christ Jesus. In your holy name we pray, amen. So let's start the conversation to define a little bit about what addiction is. So when I'm talking about addictions, I'm talking about impulses where we're no longer in control of ourselves, where it seems like there's something bigger than what you want to do with yourself. So there are impulse thoughts, impulse actions, impulse behaviors. And I think it's great that our society has become more and more accepting through the past years of mental health and addictions. Before I was a pastor, I was working in the mental health and addictions field for more than 9 years. And there was so much stigma revolving around people struggling with all these things. Because of that stigma, a lot of people were prevented from getting the help that they needed or felt shame to access the help that they needed. So it's a great thing that we have progressed as a society to be more accepting of addictions, to understanding that it's actually a real life struggle, and in some communities may actually even label it as a real sickness, as you would compare to any kind of a physical illness. It's not something that we have control over, but that is the very bondage and nature of addiction, is that when the activity is no longer something that's bringing you pleasure and that you're gaining a choice in choosing to do, to be involved with certain types of activities, but instead you don't have a choice, the behavior has gained more control over you, then that is what is an addiction. And in a Christian term, I would say that sounds pretty much like a bondage. And that is why I felt it was really important for us as a Christian community to talk about a prevalent bondage of single people, because God had created us to be sexual beings. It's part of who we are, it's part of our nature. But when you're single and there is no outlet, then how do you even explore that? And all the more when sometimes in Christian circle you may feel like there's no compassion, and that it's almost a taboo topic where you can have healthy discussions about this topic to have a better understanding of it. The more we suppress something, the more it becomes the elephant in the room, the more it may secretly become that addiction or indulgence that we hide ourselves from, and that we are no longer connecting fully with the people around us because we have a secret that we're trying so hard to hide so that no one will know this about me, so that I would not be rejected. Just even as I'm saying that, I'm just feeling such compassion from the Holy Spirit that that was not the way God had intended for us to relate to one another, that we wouldn't have to live in shame for having desires that are godly desires, because we talked about a lot of it in the past few episodes, and I recommend you go back if you didn't have a chance to listen to them, is that our sexuality was intended to be a gift from God. It was one of the ways that God had wanted us to explore intimacy in marriage, and in that intimacy that we would understand the intimacy between the Trinity and also how the three Godheads themselves want to relate to us. But through time, through sin, sexuality has become distorted to become this other thing, where it's become immediate gratification and self-fulfillment. And then there's more and more shame. So how do I accept this sexual part of myself when I'm not yet in a relationship to be married? And the more repressed the subject becomes, the more easily it can be used by the enemy to be manipulated, to become even more distorted and more understood and used against our nature. This is why, although we're setting the table to talk about sexual addiction in an accepting and grace-filled manner, we also need to talk about holiness and understanding holiness. Because holiness is not just a set of rules or regulations, but it's God's original intent for our lives. Holiness essentially needs to be set apart, to be different for God. And that when we live the life that God had intended for us, there is goodness in that. Because that's what we were created for. Our society has this idea where it's all about freedom and self-expression and empowerment. Yes, these are all God-intended desires for us, for humanity. But we've distorted what it means to live in freedom, to live in exploring and empowerment and discovery of who we created to be. Just like a fish is not free when it's out of waters, likewise, when we're not living as God had intended for us to live, that is not true freedom at all. That is suicide, just like a fish jumping off onto land and trying to explore on land where there is no water. So therefore, true empowerment is partnering with the Holy Spirit to explore and discover who God created each of us. uniquely to be. So in 1 Peter 1:15, when he said, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.'" I love times that this verse is used to put people essentially in further bondage, telling you like, you know what, because God is so holy, therefore you need to all the more be good enough to be attaining certain types of rules and order so that you can be good enough for God. We have to understand that the Bible, the written word, it isn't so much a list of rules and regulation, but that it's reminding us who we were created to be so that we wouldn't be that fish out of water. So that we wouldn't settle for less than what God, what Jesus had bought on the cross for us through his blood. He calls you holy, as in he's reminding you that you are holy, that it's beneath you to be less than holy. And that because he is holy, then you are empowered to live in that freedom of holiness. And that this holiness helps us to remember the goodness and purpose that we were created for. Therefore, it's kind of like a boundary, a guideline that enables us to recognize when we've strayed off that path. It's kind of like the car that beeps and reminds you you're off your lane and you're veering off onto the other lane or veering off track, and it's dangerous to veer off track, especially if there's traffic coming. So holiness is not meant to be a set of rules or regulation, but to be that guideline to help protect us. Because as Ephesians 2:10 says, "For you are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So we have to understand, true empowerment is tapping into that goodness of God that he's prepared for your life to be complete, to be successful, to be abundant, to be holy, that you are made and created for that higher purpose because you are his handiwork and because of Jesus' works on the cross. All of that has been done for you. All you need to do is follow the GPS and make sure that when you hear the beep beep sound, notifying that you're steering off course, to wake up and grab onto the steering wheel again. Beloved, I'm just so excited for us. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I'm feeling even more excited than I usually am, because understanding holiness and the boundaries it brings and the guidelines that it brings, the freedom, the empowerment it brings, it also invites for us this journey of self-discovery, because then there's safety in the self-discovery, because we are discovering in a safe area when we're abiding by the guidelines that God has said is good. This is a good place where you can go and explore. And whatever you do here is good, and you're free to do here. I'm reminded the conversation God and Adam had in the Garden of Eden, that God had told Adam and Eve that they were free to explore in all of Eden, and that they were free to eat from the fruit of every tree. Isn't that exciting when you're giving such trust to explore and have fun essentially with him and enjoy the garden, enjoy his good works, enjoy walking with God in the winds of the evening? But in order to stay safe, there needs to be boundaries. And that was when God also told Adam that you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That is the boundary. When you keep away from that tree, that's how you can stay, so that you do have the luxury to keep exploring. So the invitation that is behind this whole conversation about understanding holiness is so that we may also have the boundary to understanding who we are, especially who we are as sexual beings, so that we can stay safe and not fall into bondage of sexual addictions. But even before diving deeper into sexual addictions, as was our original plan, I kind of feel prompted by the Holy Spirit to take a detour and talk about holiness or religious addiction, and to bring awareness to the fact that sometimes we may rely too much on our own strength to be holy, instead of recognizing that our holiness comes from Christ on the cross for us. And that it's not because of our religious regulations that we abide by that makes us good enough for God. It was never about that. In fact, that was what Jesus spoke against the Pharisees for doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing right or wrong if our hearts are not abiding in God, in relations with God, trusting in God, growing in God. And to actually go into that journey of further trusting and leaning into God, actually, a lot of times in my own experience and experience of the many clients I work with, I've seen it involves real life exploration, meaning acknowledging I seem to have desires that I don't understand where they come from. And I don't know yet how they align with your desires with me. but allowing God to have that conversation with you, allowing yourself to explore and to be honest about what those needs are, so that God can show you his goodness behind all of that, so that we no longer have to settle for the counterfeit, but almost like having a vision board in our head of the goodness of God in our life that he has created us for. And when we have that understanding, then we are also free from that religious or holiness addiction, because then we don't need to grasp onto behaviors to make us good enough for God, but we would know that it's actually in this journey of discovering who we are in Christ that brings us closer and closer to him. So when we let go of religious or holiness addiction and truly seek holiness through the works of the cross, then we're free to explore and understand who we're created to be in God. So how does that, understanding all of this, why is this relevant to understanding sexual addiction? Sexual addiction is a compulsive behavior that often stems from underlying emotional wounds or distorted beliefs about intimacy, understanding of ourselves, understanding of relationships, understanding of who God created us to be. So therefore, just because we're Christians does not make us immune to sexual addiction. But because of the shame and the taboo subject of sexuality within the Christian community, people are left without resources and help to deal with their sexual addiction, not to mention to even understand their sexual addiction or to have acknowledgement of their sexual addiction beyond the shame, guilt, and condemnation, so that freedom is not actually released for people. So for example, in my personal experience, before I was Christian, I had a sexual past. So then as I began my walk in Christ and was being taught basically message that there's an on-off switch to your sexuality, and if you had a good enough relationship with God, then somehow that should be turned off. And when that wasn't necessarily the case with me at all times, I thought there was something wrong with me. I honestly, even up to recently, I would go and schedule a deliverance session whenever I'm struggling with my sexuality. But like I tell many of my clients, you can't be delivered from what is actually a part of you. It was then that I discovered that, you know what? It wasn't so much that I needed deliverance for having a sexual part of me. It was about needing to embrace that sexuality is part of my humanity. So where is the balance between embracing that sexuality is part of our humanity and sexual addiction? As I was explaining before, addiction is any time when there's a compulsive behavior or thought pattern that is beyond your control. So although sexuality is part of humanity and that means that it is normal to have needs and it is normal to have desires, but when it pushes you to do certain things and it floods your mind with thoughts that is no longer under your control and that you find it's controlling you, then that's where I would suggest that perhaps you're struggling with sexual addiction. So now that I've opened this whole can of worms, where am I going with this? Like I've said many times, this podcast is about making space so that we can actually talk about things. I would say that the first step is just finding a healthy community or healthy Christian people in your life to have this conversation with. Because 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made in perfect love. When you are with a community of loving individuals, whether it's your peers or leaders in your life that you can trust to love you and that you don't have that fear that they're gonna punish you for seeing this other side of you, there is freedom in that. Sometimes it's the secrecy and shame that drives us deeper and deeper into our addictions, because that rejection, that fear, makes us feel isolated. Like I was saying before, a lot of the root causes of sexual addiction is the emotional wounds that we may carry through from our childhood, our relationships, the way we were brought up, our understanding of the world, trauma. All these things contribute to how we understand our own sexuality. And it is in a healthy community with other Christians that we can learn from one another and learn through scripture how to explore healthy sexuality, whether it is in a relationship setting, in a marriage, or as a single person. And I didn't know how freeing it would be to just be accepted, to just be accepted to know that this is a journey and that we all struggle, but we can struggle together. And on that note, I wanted to extend an invitation to you. I'm going to start a beta version of an online community where it's going to be Christian singles, where they can actually get together periodically online in kind of small groups format, where we can have some of these conversations with one another, to be honest. And if that sounds like something that is good for you and you're desiring to want to explore what that could potentially look like, again, I want to encourage you to get in contact with me, and my contact information is in below in the descriptions, or just get in contact with me to grab your free breakthrough session so we can discern together how is God specifically calling you to dive deeper in your relationship with Him as a Christian single in this chapter of your life. Like I've said many times before, I have expertise as a mental health counselor, pastor, spiritual director, inner healer, and I would love to be your Christian relationship coach in all these areas and journey with you to discover what the Holy Spirit is inviting you to during this chapter of your singleness. So just to let you guys know, we're not done with talking about this topic of sexual addictions. Next episode, I want to go in a little bit deeper and talk about wholeness and healing in all of this. So be sure to tune in next Tuesday, same bat time, same bat channel. And just a reminder, you are accepted, you are seen, you are loved, and you belong to Jesus Christ. And I can't wait to hear from you and dive into our conversation again next Tuesday. Have a great and wonderful week.